This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. Once again, we will be a call-in radio talk program, but today is not that day. Instead, we will try and bring you updates on why, as well as some interesting content. In the studio tonight, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me, it's
Bonnie.
Breaking the Flaw.
Thanks again to Breaking the Flaw for providing us with a stream. Online.
No problem.
We have been unable to, you know, do so here ourselves with the equipment that we have at hand. And because he's a friend of us here at Free Talk Live, we have him here, and he is streaming over at Breaking the Flaw on YouTube, and we appreciate that. I wanted to give a shout-out to the Domster. He has donated $20 to the cause. He is one of these folks who, you know, he's a fan of the radio program. He came up to see what it was all about, to, you know, see should he move to Keene, should he move to Manchester, Concord, you know, whatever, that kind of a thing, see what the job situation was like. And we did invite him into the studio. We had a great time with him in the studio. So thank you, the Domster, for your donation to rebuilding the Free Talk Live studio
and the
Bitcoin Embassy. So I apologize for my stammering, but it's been a long couple of days trying to get this show back on the road, as it were. The show must go on, as they say in show business, and I can't think of a bigger F you to the thugs who did this than to continue the show, to get it back on the air. And so we've achieved at least two steps. Yesterday we were able to put together a show. Today we've got the show back on actual radio, and hopefully, you know, we'll go step by step, and we'll get a couple things rocking and rolling, you know, tomorrow, the next day. We'll get more stuff. We'll get the phones back online, all that kind of stuff.
And I just can't wait to tell Ian how all this still got to happen, because I know he's not worried about it because he's achieved inner peace, but Ian would probably be like, they're probably not going to be able to get on the show because Captain doesn't know how to do that thing and this thing, and I could fix it if I was there, but the show's probably not on the radio. That's probably what he's thinking right now, but we are.
Yeah, and even if he does know about it, that's great. It's one less thing for him to worry about. You know, he's got enough on his plate, I think, as it is, to worry about. And I know he has, you know, achieved that sort of Zen state of mind, but he's got enough to worry about. I hope that, you know, he would be, all right, the show's back on, sweet. You know?
Yeah.
I would think that would be his response, so.
I just want to say something about Ian is that he's been doing this all for the movement.
Yeah.
To bring liberty and freedom to this world. He is very selfless, and we all see that in him, and this is why I think he should be free. He's the most, you know, he wouldn't hurt a fly, you know. So, no victim, no crime.
Indeed. Yeah, I can't name a person he has ever harmed or a piece of property he has ever damaged. I can't name. I don't know. You know, and I would be hard-pressed to find somebody who could.
Yes.
So, all that being said, this is kind of semi a fundraiser now for the rebuilding of the studio and the Bitcoin Embassy. So, again, thanks, Dominic. But if you would like to donate, there are some links in the show description over at the YouTube channel called Breaking the Flaw. There are a variety of different ways you can donate there.
Yes.
What do you got? PayPal?
I got PayPal, Cash App, and crypto addresses all in the description if you want to check it out there.
Yep. You can donate there. If you prefer to just use a vanity crypto address, I'm also accepting donations for the rebuilding at Captain Kickass at Edge. I will accept Bitcoin Satoshi Vision, Bitcoin Cash, BTC, Ethereum, and there's a couple others that I can't remember.
Doge?
Doge? Not Doge.
Doge.
What did Dominic send?
Yeah, I have a Litecoin option as well. So.
It was.
All the ones you mentioned, Litecoin.
Did he send?
But if
oh, Dash. He sent Dash, right?
Oh, yeah, Dash.
Yeah. So, yeah, Dash is the other one that I'll take. So if you do donate, thank you in advance for your donations. The money, I assure you, will go to rebuilding this studio. Joe and I are working together to make sure that we pool the funds that we receive into the, we'll call it the folder,
yes,
for the rebuilding fund to replace the gear, replace the phones, replace the computers, the laptops, the network gear, the damage to the buildings that was caused by the thugs of government.
Even the sanity with the DVD player.
Even the sanity with the DVD player, yes.
It's all sanity at this point. I mean,
I haven't heard about that because I don't have a phone. What are you guys talking about?
Aria is allowed to have a DVD player as long as it's not hooked up to any networks or anything like that. I assume. I'm not really 100% sure on this. But
yeah, like I said, the stipulations are of the bail are pretty strict. So, like, I was reading that, like, they can't associate with other people named in the indictment, like, while they're out on bail.
How can you not associate with, like, your landlord?
Or your employer, for example. Yeah. I'm not sure. I'm not sure how that's all going to shake out. But we will figure it out one way or another. And this show will continue because there is, we were talking during the break, there is no show out there like this show that talks about the stuff that we talk about in the way that we talk about it, from the perspective of freedom, from the perspective of liberty, from the perspective of the non-aggression principle. Peace and prosperity are fundamental to what we talk about here. And I can't name another show. If there was another show like this, I would be listening to it.
Yes. You can't arrest an idea.
You cannot arrest an idea. That is a matter of fact. So, at any rate, we were talking a little bit about this article from DailySignal.com, where this author, Neil Patel, is describing the economic turmoil he's sort of coming to light to, he's awakening to. And he is talking specifically about the debt and the money problem, the money situation here in the United States of America. He says that when the Bowles-Simpson Commission was formed, America was about $13 trillion in debt. Today, the U.S. owes more than double that.
What is the Bowles-Simpson Commission? Oh, commission?
I don't know, actually. It was during the Obama administration, and that was the commission that said, you know, they're going to put together a series of tax hikes and reforms for entitlement programs, et cetera, and so on.
Oh, okay.
And so whenever that commission was formed, America was around $13 trillion in debt. Today, we owe more than double that, more than $26 trillion. I think it might even be higher than that, but
I used to get really, like, when I'd hear that, I'd be like, oh, my God, I'm so worried. And I'm a lot less worried now because of Bitcoin and just, like, the community up here in agorism.
It is important, and Ian would point out, we don't owe that money. Like, yep. Individuals, you and I, we don't. This is a debt the government has racked up, and, you know, I didn't incur that debt. The government did. So it's impossible for them to hold you personally responsible for that debt. But as long as people keep believing that the system is legitimate, then that debt continues to grow, so much so that it is said that as soon as a baby is born, it is more than $40,000 in debt, as long as the system is around and remains in place.
As long as they pay taxes.
Right.
This Bitcoin ATM, or ATMs that are around the world, they dispense cash, or they dispense U.S. dollars?
Some of them do. There's one-way Bitcoin vending machines, and then there's two-way Bitcoin vending machines. The one-way ones, just you put cash in, you get, you know, cryptocurrency out of them.
No, I can say that I actually never had used that ATM, so I don't know. Was that dispensing cash, was it?
The one at the Bitcoin Embassy?
Yes.
I don't know.
Well, I just find it kind of ironic, too. Like, it would dispense Federal Reserve notes for Bitcoin. But, I mean, I would hope that one day that all these ATMs that are out there dispensing Federal Reserve notes use gold backs.
Well, so there's some things that haven't been invented yet, because gold backs are a different size than the USD. So there's different, you know, the sizes. And so things haven't been invented yet for that, but
one day.
One day. We hope that that will be the case for certain. This is Free Talk Live. We'll talk more about America's debt problem coming up.
Do you feel like your nation, state, or community no longer holds your values? Have you dreamt of a place where people agree that liberty is important and are free to pursue their projects so long as they respect the property of others? There are many people just like you that are discovering FreePrivateCities.com. Their social media links are at the upper right of the page at FreePrivateCities.com. All skill levels will be needed when the first of the Free Private Cities opens. It's sooner than you think. Stop arguing and build. FreePrivateCities.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. Everyone's always talking about buy Bitcoin, buy Bitcoin. Yeah, well, I'm sorry. That's boring as hell. How about earning some Bitcoin? Getting paid with it. That's the way. It is money after all. If you want to earn Bitcoin at your business, AnyPay is the way to do it. Your customers will love it. Everyone in town will talk about your store being the Bitcoin store, and it's just fun. Get our free app and start earning Bitcoin at your business. AnyPayX.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. We are well into the third hour already, and I need to say thank you to Rich. Rich is an amplifier. What is an amplifier, you might ask? Well, you can find out over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's basically a method for you to donate to the show on a monthly basis. We only ask for $5 a month. You can donate more if you like. There's a couple of different levels there. There's the silver, gold, and platinum, and then the, I like to call it the unobtainium level, where you can donate X, whatever X equals in your mind. So, and there's some perks that you get over there as well. So if you want to know more, go visit amp.freetalklive.com. Where does that money go? The amplifier money goes to get this particular show onto more radio stations. And we're currently on around 185 stations.
Wow.
Yeah. We could be on 200. We could be on 250, maybe even 300. These are all attainable goals. It's all up to you. So please visit amp.freetalklive.com and consider becoming an amplifier. If you like this show, the content we bring, the guests that we have, the co-hosts that come on, please visit amp.freetalklive.com. So before we went to break, or maybe during the break, we were talking, you were talking about specifically the Bitcoin ATMs, and your thought was, why are they dispensing cash, the two-way machines that do dispense cash, instead of goldbacks? And it's a great question. One of the answers is that the technology doesn't exist to handle the different sizes of the goldbacks at this point in space and time. There are people who are looking into it. There's some chats that maybe you're not privy to as far as the goldback chat. And some crypto chats where they've had these discussions. Some people are looking into different types of bill changers and how to make that happen. So,
well, I have heard
reality
of,
one day.
I have heard of the what do you call them? Convenient items. What do you call it? The when you go to you get your soda from the machine. What is it called?
Vending machine.
Vending machines. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
And they put goldbacks in there.
Right. Yeah. Right. So you would be able to buy goldbacks for crypto, right, by entering or scanning a QR code or whatever, and then it would dispense your goldbacks. But that would be a one-way purchase, right? That's another example of a one-way machine, right?
Oh, you're saying a two-way
process.
A
two-way machine, okay. You could take goldbacks and purchase some Bitcoin, for example, or Bitcoin Cash.
That's awesome. That's so off the radar. So
it is, but
not giving money to wars.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't that be great? That is one of the most overlooked benefits of cryptocurrency and goldbacks, is that you're not giving any money to war. You're not, none of your, that particular money, if you transact in that money, it's not going to the government to bomb more brown people.
Yeah.
You know?
And it makes you feel good about, it should make you feel better about what you're using. I hate to guilt people of virtue it, but it really is. It really comes down to that. It's like you're using those dollars and understand, by doing that, you're causing harm.
Especially libertarians who claim to be against the government, but also against Bitcoin.
Yeah. I don't want any of my life's effort used to murder people I've never met in faraway lands. Or even close to me, for that matter.
Right.
I don't want any of my life's my effort, right? Which is money is supposed to be a way to show your life's effort, right? You put in hours of work, or you put in a certain amount of labor, right? Money is just supposed to represent your life's effort. That's all. It's a language, the way to communicate value with other people. I don't want any of that going to murdering other people anywhere. Whether it's police murdering innocent people, whether it's bombs being dropped on foreign countries for oil,
Pakistani gender studies.
Pakistani gender studies, for example. I don't want any of my life's effort going to any of those things.
I don't want it to pay politicians and bureaucrats and make their jobs seem real.
Bingo. I want to be in full control of 100% of my life's effort. I want to decide where and when and how my life's effort is spent.
The saying goes, vote with your dollars, right?
Exactly.
Well, vote with your crypto and vote with your goldbacks. Go to the places that accept those things.
And yeet your dollars.
Yeet your dollars. Now, that is sort of leads to my other answer to your question. Like, well, the Bitcoin vending machines and dispensing dollars. The internet is the precursor to cryptocurrency. Right? Without the internet,
right,
the network effect, cryptocurrency could not exist. Mm-hmm. What cryptocurrency does is solves the Byzantine general's problem of double spending in accounting. Right, so accounting was a dual entry system. Cryptocurrency instituted the triple entry accounting system. And that third entry serves as a point of trust, a check and balance, if you will, against the other two. So it solves the problem of double spending. The idea of virtual currency has been around a long time. It's just never been solved. What Satoshi Nakamoto did is he put several pieces of technology that existed independently, put them all together in a blender. He's a chef, if you will. He threw together some ingredients in the stove and, hey, here's some Bitcoin. You know, and then he did the greatest thing, I think, that could be done, and he just released it into the wild for all of the world.
He wrote the white paper.
Wrote the Bitcoin white paper. So my point is the Internet came and vacuumed up a whole bunch of businesses. It made a bunch of businesses obsolete, right? The number one example I like to cite is Craigslist, right? Craigslist single-handedly put a whole bunch of newspapers out of business.
Oh, yeah.
Because newspapers' cash cow, if you will, the big money, how they stayed afloat was through the classified advertisements. Craigslist, a simple website, even to this day, right, came out of nowhere and was like, well, why don't we just list stuff on... It was literally a list. That's why it's because this guy named Craig made a list and put it online, and that's how Craigslist was born. And Craigslist demolished a whole bunch of newspapers. The Internet came and vacuumed up newspapers like there was no tomorrow. It's done that to several businesses. It's done that to telecommunications. All telecommunications used to be run over copper, right? The Internet came along, all of a sudden it's run over fiber. So... yeah. To get to my point, Bitcoin is the next Internet. It's the Internet of money. It's not money from the Internet or for the Internet or magic Internet money. It's the Internet of money.
Yeah.
It is coming to vacuum up all of the other communications of value, and that is to say the U.S. dollar. So, yes, it does exchange. These Bitcoin ATMs do exchange, and some of them will give you USD because sometimes you need USD or whatever, you know, currency of whatever country you're in. You need some status currency from time to time currently, but eventually cryptocurrency is going to vacuum all of that up.
I had an idea to save newspapers back in the day, and that was they should have thrown in free copies of ad blockers so that people didn't go online for their news. It would basically essentially shut down the monetization of online news, and you'd have to read the paper or at least hedge the idea, but who cares anymore?
Yeah, I like that about you. You're always thinking. Always thinking.
What about me?
Yeah, I don't like you as much.
Bonnie.
No, Bonnie, I like you just fine. You're also always
thinking. You're doing great.
We
wouldn't be here.
We will talk more about all sorts of fun things. This is Free Talk Live, the Wednesday night edition. It is St. Patrick's Day, but I can't do an Irish accent, so I won't. More Free Talk Live on the way.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A Georgia man is facing multiple murder charges in the shooting spree that killed 8 people in metro Atlanta. Robert Long faces 8 murder charges and 1 count of aggravated assault. He's accused of the Tuesday shooting spree at 3 metro Atlanta spas. The Internal Revenue Service says it's postponing the tax deadline by more than a month. The IRS is giving people until May 17th to file their federal income taxes. In a statement, IRS Commissioner Chuck Reddick said that the agency wanted to do everything possible to help taxpayers navigate the unusual circumstances related to the pandemic. He also recommended checking to see if your state has changed its deadline, as not all states use the same filing deadline as the IRS. And D.C. police say they've arrested a man with a rifle and ammunition near the vice president's residence. The Texas man was initially detained by the Secret Service near the Naval Observatory where the vice president's residence is located. Police say they found a rifle and ammunition in his car. The suspect is now facing multiple weapons charges. This is USA Radio News. The Biden administration will send out more funds for COVID testing to help school districts return to in-person learning. The Department of Health and Human Services announcing that $10 billion will be sent out for schools to expand testing for teachers, staff, and students. That's on top of the $122 billion allocated for K-12 schools in the recently passed COVID relief package. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona told reporters Wednesday what those funds were being allocated for.
My priority right now is to safely reopen as many schools as possible, as quickly as possible. And today, I notified all 50 states, D.C., and Puerto Rico of the amount of funds they'll be receiving from the American Rescue Plan, totaling nearly $122 billion to help them reopen safely and quickly. I'm also pleased to share that HHS is allocating an additional $10 billion for states to do screening and surveillance testing of in schools to make sure we can not only open our schools, but keep them open.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Back, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening to the show. It is Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
Yeah. Normally, it's the live call-in talk radio program that you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever you want. Except for today and yesterday. Possibly tomorrow. We don't know. The phones are still down as a result of the government raid on the studio, as well as the Bitcoin embassy. Among other locations as well. There's some people, you know, that were taken into custody, arrested, otherwise kidnapped, from other parts of New Hampshire as well, that I'm not as familiar with. But there's a bunch of damage that's been done. We've been doing a semi-fundraiser. You can find links over on your channel, which is?
Breaking the Flaw on YouTube and Library.
And Library. And also, I'm accepting donations at Captain Kickass at Edge. These are cryptocurrency donations. Captain Kickass at Edge is a vanity cryptocurrency address provided by Edge Wallet. It's one of the features within the FIO protocol that they have. I've activated that. And if you want to send Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, what else did I say? Ethereum, Bitcoin Satoshi Vision, and I think that's...
I don't know what's in your
Dash. Wallet. What's in your wallet? Yeah. Off topic. I have a real problem with Samuel L. Jackson doing commercials for Capital One because Samuel L. Jackson is kind of an intimidating dude, right? You know? And then he's asking, what's in your wallet? I don't know that this is really good for your business model.
Don't they have like commercials of like people like Vikings like coming at you.
It's in your wallet!
Yes. Okay. Also intimidating. Like, I don't know that I want a bunch of Vikings. Like, here, just have my wallet, dude. You know?
You know what sounds better? Buying crypto and you don't fund war. How's that? A peaceful message.
Sounds cool. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
Breaking the Flaw.
We've been talking about this article from DailySignal.com where this particular author is seemingly waking up to the debt problem in the United States of America and that we are somewhere north of 26 trillion. I have a hard time saying
it. Yeah, it's a hard word.
Trillion dollars in debt. In more personal terms, the federal debt now amounts to more than $81,000 for every single person in the country.
I'm going to have a hard time explaining that to my grandkids.
Or over $227 for the average household. That's a lot of money.
Well, I don't know.
Unless
there's a lot of people on the streets nowadays, so do they count?
Well, it says $81,000 for every single person in the country. So that includes, if this writing is accurate, that would include non-taxpayers.
Sounds like if you were to actually try to collect all that money, there's not enough money.
There actually isn't.
Oh, surprise.
Yeah. There's not enough physical money. There's very little physical cash.
Maybe that's why they're stealing people's gold and silver bars.
Yeah. When you're familiar with fractional reserve banking?
Of course, yeah.
Okay. And so, you know, all it is, they're just tacking on zeros whenever they lend more money out.
Right.
So,
essentially devaluing what's in your pocket and everyone else's.
And your savings account.
And your savings
especially
account.
Especially if you started saving years ago.
Yeah, this is why bank runs are scary to the powers that be, because there's not enough cash by an enormous quantity. There's very little cash compared to the amount of dollars that are, we'll say, tracked.
The coins shortages.
Yes. Well, they tell you right there at the bank, I mean, it's right in your face every time you go to that teller that this is entrusted by the, you know, by the full faith of the government. Do you really trust them anymore?
I didn't have a really good grip on what a trillion was until the other day because I don't know why number, like the values, like with all the commas sometimes confuse me, especially since I never went to college after high school. But I saw me and Ian passed McDonald's the other day and I said, it said 99 billion served, so that's almost a trillion. And he was like, no, next is 100 billion. So I was like, oh, yeah. So, yeah, 10, 100 billions.
Yes, indeed.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's a difficult number to fathom for certain, for most people, including me. I mean, I think I maybe laid my eyes on, you know, 50 grand in cash at one point. I think that's the highest amount of cash I've ever seen, you know, in one pile at a time.
I can neither confirm or deny how much.
Okay.
I'm saving money to go to Mars, guys, where money won't matter.
Nice. Well, perhaps Mars coin will fund it.
You really would go if Tesla got, like, a spaceship that could go and you had the choice you could go? Because I don't think I would.
If it no longer makes me an earthling into debts, then maybe.
I mean, I would go just to say that I did, right? You know, even like one of these like low Earth orbit type of things, like they've been planning, you know, as a leisure activity, right? Like you used to go on an airplane for a leisure activity, right? Go on a chopper ride around a city, you know, at dusk or something. Right? You know, that sounds like fun. I would do a low Earth orbit ride, no problem, tomorrow if it existed and I could afford it.
Mm-hmm. That might be a little bit different than going into space, I guess, but it would still scare me.
Well, in more personal, we actually talked about the $227,000 for the average household, but $81,000 for every single person is a lot of money. If the problem is twice as bad as it was 10 years ago, then why don't we even discuss it anymore? Well, we're discussing it here. It's as if we are so close to the iceberg that it's too late to avoid it. Let's just keep the band playing and enjoy things while we can. It's all going to be our kids' problem anyway.
Brrr, that's the money machine printing.
Money machine go brrr. This is, of course, a fundamentally anti-American sentiment. The goal of leaving things better for your kids is as American as apple pie. We are certainly not doing that anymore, says this author. Our national desire to wish our problems away is so severe that we have even come up with an intellectual framework for it. Modern Monetary Theory, or MMT. Sounds like a drug, doesn't it?
Man, you got any MMT?
Right? Modern monetary theory is the belief that deficits and debt don't really matter for a sovereign country that can print its own currency. Sound familiar? Need more money? Just keep printing more. It's like magic. The bill never comes due. Sometimes people question, and I'm stopping reading the article for a minute. Sometimes people question, like, other people's financial habits and things like that. Like, how could so many people have such poor personal finance? You know, most people are still living paycheck to paycheck. Most people, if they went, you know, one paycheck, you know, was just gone, they might fall into bankruptcy, lose their house, lose their car, lose their, whatever it is, right?
And there are people like that that, like, they still go and buy, like, the newest Xbox and stuff like that. I've seen it. It's crazy.
Where do these people learn this irresponsible behavior from? Could it be perhaps their own government?
Perhaps.
I don't know, but it's a theory.
Seems like the government just, you know, just throwing the money out there now, just giving you whatever you want. You know, as long as you shut up and behave and don't talk about these things.
Yeah, it's hush money. I keep calling these payments hush money, right? The $1,200, the $600, the $1,400.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, back when I had a phone, I saw on a Twitter thread, this girl, like, she went viral for something, so they always, like, post, like, hey, give me some money in my Cash App if you like my tweet. And she put, like, this is on my Stimmy wish list, and it was, like, lights for her room, like, pretty lights for her room. She was gonna, I don't know. I was just, like, really baffled by that.
I have to say it again for our listeners, and for any government agents that might be listening, the best possible economy stimulus program that could ever be done is to put a moratorium on income taxation. Stop taxing people's personal income. That would be the greatest stimulus package, even if they were like, you know, how governments like to do a temporary thing, like, okay, well, we're going to suspend your income tax for 6 months, right? That would be still a far superior economic stimulus package than this other crap that they're peddling.
Oh, yeah.
By a long shot, a large margin, orders of magnitude.
But they don't actually care about you.
At least it'd be a fungible tax, right? Like, so, like, we could just purchase and have a little bit of sales tax. And that'd be more reputable to their system of funding than anything. But that, I mean, that's more coming up.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from Sunny-Bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
Final segment of Free Talk Live. Wow, this has gone by really quickly.
Joa turned into a penguin.
Yeah, you turned Joa into a penguin. How do we do that?
I don't know.
That's so weird. Well, I'm the captain, and I'm your host, and joining me it's
Bonnie.
And Chris, the penguin.
Chris, a.k.a. the penguin. We've transformed Joa into the penguin for a purpose, and we'll tell you what that purpose is in just a second. I just wanted to reiterate that this is a bit of a fundraiser. Please find the fundraising links at the description of the YouTube channel, Breaking the Flaw. He's got some ways for you to donate USD as well as some crypto links. You can also donate cryptocurrency to Captain Kickass at Edge. And we brought Chris on because Chris wanted to talk about how we are doing, or at least attempting to do all of the things we would normally do after this race.
We are doing all the things that we would normally do. So today, I want to point out that there was a scheduled crypto meetup. Ian scheduled the crypto meetup, in fact.
Yes.
And that crypto meetup went on as normal. Nothing has changed. There are people ready to go to replace anybody you try to take out. And, when you think, taking out a vending machine is going to stop us, you're not stopping one person. There's not one leader. There are tens of thousands of people in New Hampshire, and we're all leaders.
I'm a leader.
And I'm a leader. Taking somebody away and putting them into jail is just going to create spores of new Ians.
What you are doing is you are bringing and attracting more people to New Hampshire, and it's increasing the amount of our ability to affect politically the state and what you are able to do. So you don't think it's not going to stop. We're doing more and more every day, and it's because of your actions. It's your actions that lead to the publicity that brings people to New Hampshire. It's the outrage that society has, that people have, that at least 3% of the population has.
Yes.
And they're coming to New Hampshire. And if you're not in New Hampshire, you should be in New Hampshire. You should move to New Hampshire if you believe in liberty.
Yeah, if you're of the freedom mind, you absolutely should. And particularly as time goes on and we see that there is less and less of it every day.
Yep. We're going to have a another crypto meetup on Friday at Foking Great in Keene, New Hampshire.
Yep.
It's a regular crypto meetup every week. We also have a
5 o'clock, right?
Yeah, 5 o'clock. That's right. Yep, 5 o'clock is the correct time.
Foking Friday.
5 p.m. Eastern, yep. I welcome everybody to come out. We will have, every 6 days, we have a rotating meetup as well. That will continue. There is also another Social Sunday meetup, which is great to come out to. That's the biggest meetup that we've got. It's not a crypto meetup, but it is a great meetup to socially interact with other liberty-minded people. I encourage anybody to come up. If you're thinking about moving to New Hampshire, even if you're not thinking about coming, come, because you, if you're a liberty person, you will be probably wanting to leave, come to New Hampshire by the time you leave that social meetup even.
And if you can't make it to a crypto meetup and you go to a social, there will be people willing to talk crypto with you and explain it to you and help you.
Yeah. And if you can't make any of those days, well, you know what? Let us know. Chris at thinkpenguin.com, send me an email. And I will personally make sure that we have people come out and support you, and welcome you to our community, even if you're not able to make one of those, regularly scheduled meetups.
Yeah, I'm a rare person in that I just sort of packed up my stuff and airdropped myself into Keene, New Hampshire without coming out first. What I didn't want to do is just have the expense of travel twice. I didn't want to come out and then be like, yeah, I'm totally coming. So I just went ahead and came anyway.
Yeah, it's been the best decision of my life, too. I've been here 5 years now, and things are only getting better. Some people get depressed over time, they see things like, we're not doing things fast enough or we're not getting anywhere. And it's like, well, if you're the biggest negative Nancy, yeah. But if you understand the in our lifetime part, you can really easily and clearly see that we are having a massive amount of success. In fact, this raid was exactly the kind of success that we need. Like, this is a jump start to, we couldn't have had a better year. People think COVID, oh, it's so bad. And it is. But as far as the Free State Project goes and the migration movement in general to New Hampshire, the larger migration movement to New Hampshire, it's been phenomenal. We've had more people move last year than any other year. And this year, there's been more people moving than last year. And that was just the result of all these government restrictions.
COVID, right?
Right. Yeah. We've seen, this is the first time in history that we've ever seen 20 people at a single meetup, social meetup, come to check out New Hampshire.
Yeah.
20 people from out of state who never met each other.
Organized, too. Like, the grip of them got together and, like, rented a house or whatever for all of them to stay in. And then they all sort of, traveled about and got to see the place and figure out where it is they wanted to land and all that kind of stuff. It was really awesome.
It was amazing. It was amazing. And, thank you. Like I said, thank you. I welcome FBI agents and, whoever else wants to join us and participate in activism. Because, honestly, some of you agents have actually been some of the best activists. And I know this because there's certain people who have left New Hampshire, and they were very clearly activists, and we had questions about them even while they were here in many cases, and it's amazing. It's amazing the kind of activists, and the people who tend to do the most activism tend to be the agents, and so it's not that hard to spot usually.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
I agree that the raids are the type of publicity that you just cannot buy.
No, you can't.
And even like the raid and the COVID situation, everything bad that the government's doing that a negative person would look at and think like, this is like bad for the Free State Project, this is bad for liberty.
Not at all.
It's all you can't free Ian or nobody because they're free. And you can't do anything. You can't do anything wrong to the person who is free.
Yeah, you can't. And every single person that they've arrested has no problem, and they've stated this repeatedly to me personally, they have no problem spending the rest of their life, basically, in a cell, if that's what it takes. They're martyrs, and we're going to continue. We're going to go on, and we're going to, we're going to have control over this state. We already went from 20 representatives in the last election cycle to 30 in the state house.
Mm-hmm.
So this idea that, you can try to bring in negativism, and that's one of the things that the agents frequently do here, is they bring negativism. So if you ever hear anybody saying, oh, we're not succeeding or whatever, whatever it is, those are the agents. It's very common. It tends to be at first. They don't say those things, and it's over time they'll will start to say those things, and then you'll see, oh, they've left. They're no longer in New Hampshire.
An agent or not, negative people just a lot of the time just can't see the big picture of taking darkness and transmuting that into the light. Like what we're doing up here, that's exactly what we're doing. That's what we're doing with Bitcoin. That's what we're doing with agorism. And that's what you got to do. That's how you can be a positive person.
Yeah, I don't want to reveal anything, but I'll allude to this. Something is likely to occur in the near future that is going to be probably one of the biggest things for the whole migration movement, and it's because of the FBI raids. So I'm literally laughing at the FBI right now and the government.
I'm on the edge of my seat. I can't wait. I have been.
Hopefully, we'll be able to reveal it, on radio at some point here. But until we have more knowledge about what's happening and what they're willing to, the person's willing to reveal, I keep my mouth shut.
I have been very enthused at the sense of community that already exists, right? Oftentimes, there's, we'll say, political differences or mini arguments between people because not everybody has the exact same set of beliefs that other individuals have. But
we respect each other's speech and our opinions. We don't all have to agree on everything.
And more than that is when something happens, all of those people, regardless of their differences, I've seen step up and help one another,
yep.
Right? When somebody gets arrested or somebody, has a problem or, needs help. Oh, I broke down at the side of the road. Like three or four people pop in. Hey, I'm around. I can come and help. That type of a thing. The sense of community amongst the Liberty people here in New Hampshire since I've been here is one of the most outstanding things that I've seen.
Yeah, and we don't have perfect redundancy for every little thing, but we do have
certainly not for studio equipment.
No, we don't. But I mean, that's just one show, right? We have lots of other shows too that you can check out if you go to lrn.com.
You have a show?
Yeah, in fact, I have a show. I do it every Saturday. It's freedomdecrypted.com. We do a live stream. It is actually streamed on LRN, so it goes off. Some radio stations pick it up as satellite, I think, as well, and some other avenues. But yeah, check it out. freedomdecrypted.com. It's a liberty slanted tech show. It's great for anybody who loves liberty.
Where can somebody donate?
Captain Kickass at Edge is the anonymous crypto place. You can also visit Breaking the Flaw on YouTube. And in the channel description or the video description are some other links as well. We're out of time. Thanks for listening, everybody. This has been Free Talk Live. Peace.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.